Stephanie gripped the poker in both hands and shook her head. She was crying now, tears rolling down her cheeks. "No," she said. She screamed as a fist smashed through the window, showering the carpet with glass. She stumbled back as the man started climbing in, glaring at her with blazing eyes, unmindful of the glass that cut into him. The moment one foot touched the floor inside the house, Stephanie was bolting out of the room, over to the front door, fumbling at the lock. Strong hands grabbed her from behind. She screamed again as she was lifted off her feet and carried back. She kicked out, slamming a heel into his shin. The man grunted and let go, and Stephanie twisted, trying to swing the poker into his face, but he caught it and pulled it from her grasp. One hand went to her throat, and Stephanie gagged, unable to breathe, as the man forced her back into the living room. He pushed her into an armchair and leaned over her, and no matter how hard she tried, she could not break his grip. "Now then," the man said, his mouth contorting into a sneer. "Why don't you just give me the key, little girlie?" And that's when the front door was flung off its hinges and Skullduggery Pleasant burst into the house. The man cursed and released Stephanie and swung the poker, but Skullduggery moved straight to him and hit him so hard Stephanie thought the man's head might come off. He hit the ground and tumbled backwards, but rolled to his feet as Skullduggery moved in again. The man launched himself forward. They both collided and went backwards over the couch, and Skullduggery lost his hat. Stephanie saw a flash of white above the scarf. They got to their feet, grappling, and the man swung a punch that knocked Skullduggery's sunglasses to the other side of the room. Skullduggery responded by moving in low, grabbing the man around the waist and twisting his hip into him. The man was flipped to the floor, hard. He cursed a little more, then remembered Stephanie and made for her. Stephanie leaped out of the chair, but before he could reach her, Skullduggery was there, kicking the man's legs out from under him. The man hit a small coffee table with his chin and howled in pain. "You think you can stop me?" he screamed as he tried to stand. His knees seemed shaky. "Do you know who I am?" "Haven't the foggiest," Skullduggery said. The man spat blood and grinned defiantly. "Well, I know about you," he said. "My master told me all about you, detective, and you're going to have to do a lot more than that to stop me." Skullduggery shrugged, and Stephanie watched in amazement as a ball of fire flared up in his hand, and he hurled it, and the man was suddenly covered in flame. But instead of screaming, the man tilted his head back and roared with laughter. The fire may have engulfed him, but it wasn't burning him. "More," he laughed. "Give me more. If you insist." And then Skullduggery took an old-fashioned revolver from his jacket and fired, the gun bucking slightly with the recoil. The bullet hit the man in the shoulder and he screamed, then tried to run and tripped. He scrambled for the doorway, ducking and dodging lest he get shot again, the flames obstructing his vision so much that he hit a wall on his way out. And then he was gone. Stephanie stared at the door, trying to make sense of the impossible. "Well," Skullduggery said, "that's something you don't see every day." She turned. When his hat came off, his hair had come off too. In the confusion, all she had seen was a chalk white scalp. So she turned, expecting to see a bald albino maybe. But no. With his sunglasses gone and his scarf hanging down, there was no denying the fact that he had no flesh. He had no skin, he had no eyes, and he had no face. All he had was a skull for a head.